Hello and welcome to the highest quality podcast, my man. We bring the flowers, trees, and the weeds to the table. So today we're gonna start, and we have our friend here. Her sweet name is Karen. My name's Kimmy, and I have Bailey and Emily in the car with me. We just got done hanging with the crew, you know, in the Jeep.
Hi, Kimmy.
Hello. So, guys, let's imagine one day you're just walking down the street. You know, you live in California. You know, you like the ocean, the hot days, and you're just walking. And all of a sudden, you were like, you know what? I think I want to go scuba diving today.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, let's go to the coral reef. So, you know, you go, you get everything ready, you dive down in there, and all of a sudden, you look down, and you see 1,000 octopuses. And yeah, I know, it's supposed to be octopi. But you know, octopuses is such a better word. But you're just swimming, and you look down, and you see the little tentacles, you know, the little suction cups. Like, what if we had suction cups on the end of our fingers? We'd be sticking to everything, man. We'd be able to climb buildings.
You would never drop anything.
No, none of the phone on the face, you know? None of that shit.
You would never have to leave your bong.
Oh, I could suction cup to this baby every day.
Yeah, you already do, man.
Okay. And you know, you see them and they're just laying there. Man, you know that happened in California?
What?
Octopuses?
What? 1,000 fucking octopuses just down in the ocean. They're just like doing their day. And then they look down and they're like, dang, there's 1,000 octopuses. Like, that's crazy.
I think I'd probably cry. And then go look at them somewhere.
You know that their head is, like, so bigger than their body. Have you ever noticed that? They must be smart, some of the bitches. Because, you know, they camouflage and all that shit. I'd be the best at hide and seek if I could camouflage, man. No one would find me.
If you had a secret power, what would it be?
A superpower. Let's see. Ooh, I wouldn't be able to read minds. Ooh, thinking thoughts.
That would not be fun, dude.
Mm-hmm. I think it'd be
fun. How much shit people think.
That's true. You're right. But I think it'd be fun, yo.
It would be cool.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh, there's people. Gosh,
there's a special guest behind us.
Sorry, we were so rudely interrupted. But you know, all that stress has gotten me to want another Karen hit, yo. Ooh, that's nice. You know what octopuses also remind me of, man? That man on Pirates of the Caribbean, dude.
Oh, the octopus that
one. Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
The black pearl guy.
He gave me nightmares, man. With his tentacles, like, they'd be touching your face and all. Like, that'd be weird. Like, his
beard was tentacles.
His wife or whatnot, that juju lady.
He didn't have a wife, did he?
Yeah. The one that was married to or, like, fell in love with him, even. And then cursed him with his little tentacle beard.
Yeah,
that shit. Like, if you could have something weird on your body, what would you have?
What?
What? Is this not a normal question?
I would have a parrot on my shoulder all the time.
A parrot on your shoulder? I mean, like, something that was attached to you, like a tail or some ears.
I'd rather have, like, wings.
Elf ears.
You want elf ears?
They got wings, so you can fly around.
Whoa.
I want elf ears so I can hear everyone.
I'd just be sitting out in the mall, just minding my business, and all of a sudden I see Bailey flapping her wings and coming down. She's like, bitch, I'm here! And I'd just be like, You came out of nowhere.
I
would definitely have tentacles.
Where? Like,
my fingers.
Like suction baby. Cups?
Yeah, of
not
course.
Tentacles, suction cups. You would just have, like,
the
if
cups
you had
are
tentacles.
On the tentacles.
But if
you had
they're on your fingers.
But if the you had tentacles, wouldn't the tentacles just be dangling down?
Really, they have them. A mind of their own. You can move them just like fingers. How do you think they move around on the ground? Do you think they just let the waves take them? Like, they
they're
freaking
not jellyfish, dude.
They attach themselves. They suction cup on the rocks and move across the ocean floor.
They like open jars and shit with their tentacles.
Jeez. How do you think they suction cup to the glass? Like, they gotta know that it's there and move their tentacle to the glass.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh. Jeez. Oh, this jewel stuff.
Yeah.
Know, everything that's going on. They don't have to make those pies no more.
Yeah.
Man, they're not allowed. All that's my favorite flavors, bro. I'm smoking a mango right now.
Like, I don't...
Getting some bubbles out
and
of there.
And then they made skins for them?
Yeah. Oh, I had... My friend got a skin. It says Supreme.
Wow.
Not sponsored.
Oh my goodness. That's crazy.
Please sponsor.
Do you know how much they pay for like a crowbar? Like, a motherfucking crowbar.
$500, dude.
If, like what?
More than that.
Who paid $500 for? You know what I want?
A brick.
Listen. Post Malone came out with some Crocs.
Fucking ridiculous.
And I want some
shit.
Post Malone Crocs.
Crocs that he made? Why can't you just buy your own damn Crocs?
Right?
Because these have the Post Malone symbol on them.
Oh my god. That's
so
the
stupid.
Only thing that makes it worth the money is that little
symbol.
They're
the symbol. Same price as the classic Crocs. Hmm. $45.99.
Too much for Crocs. Too much.
People I spend way too much money on stupid stuff.
True.
You're saying Crocs are stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your whole four-wheel drive thing, like, they're gonna fall off no matter what.
These bitches.
And you always fall in those. Everywhere we fucking go, you see Emily on the ground because she's fallen because of her damn Crocs. Like,
they're comfy.
What?
What? To, like, go to the grocery and but not to wear them when we're on a hike.
You never tell me we're going on the hike. You say we're going to the Rav and we end up hiking.
Because the Rav is the place to hike.
Well,
it's a ravine,
bro.
You want to know how many birds and stuff we see, man, down there? Like, those fucking deer...
See any squirrel down there?
Oh, we saw a motherfucking black squirrel. Like, when do you ever see? I don't see black squirrels all the time.
I've seen a black squirrel a couple times in D.C.
There's a lot of them where I'm from.
They're very friendly in D.C.
Yeah, because people
I got
feed
to
them.
Pet one.
What the hell?
I'm sure that was not the case. Well, you can't just pet a squirrel. This is a great song. A great song. Such a great song.
Oh, are we gonna get copyrighted?
Yeah.
Got it.
Well, thank you so much for listening to episode 1 on octopuses, my friends. I hope that you'll stay tuned for episode 2. God knows what it's gonna be. Hello, and welcome to the highest quality podcast, my man. We bring the flowers, trees, and the weeds to the table. So, today we're gonna start, and we have our friend here. Her sweet name is Karen. My name's Kimmy, and I have Bailey and Emily in the car with me. We just got done hanging with the crew, you know, in the Jeep.
Hi, Kimmy.
Hello.
So, guys, let's imagine one day you're just walking down the street. You know, you live in California. You know, you like the ocean, the hot days, and you're just walking. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden... You were like, you know what? I think I want to go scuba diving today.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, let's go to the coral reef. So, you know, you go, you get everything ready, you dive down in there, and all of a sudden, you look down, and you see 1,000 octopuses. And yeah, I know, it's supposed to be octopi. But you know, octopuses is such a better word. But you're just swimming, and you look down, and you see the little tentacles, you know, the little suction cups. Like, what if we had suction cups on the end of our fingers? We'd be sticking everything, man. We'd
that would be able fun, to though.
Climb buildings.
You would never drop anything.
We wouldn't. No, none of the phone on the face, you know? None of that shit.
You would never have to leave your bong.
Oh, I could suction cup to this baby every day.
Yeah,
you already do, man.
Okay. And, you know, you see them and you're just... They're just laying there. Man, you know that happened in California?
What?
Octopuses?
What? 1,000 fucking octopuses just down in the ocean. They're just like
just
doing
out.
Their day. And then they look down and they're like, dang, there's 1,000 octopuses. Like, that's crazy.
I think I'd probably cry and then go look at them some more.
You know that their head is like so bigger than their body. Have you ever noticed that? They must be smart, some of the bitches. Because, you know, they camouflage and all that shit. I'd be the best at hide and seek if I could camouflage, man. No one would find me.
If you had a secret power, what would it be?
A superpower. Let's see. Ooh, I wouldn't be able to read minds. Thinking thoughts.
That would not be fun, dude.
I think it'd be
how much shit people think.
That's true. You're right. But I think it'd be fun, yo.
It'd be cool.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be cool.
Oh! Oh, my God!
Oh, there's people! Gosh, there's a special guest behind us.
Sorry, we were so rudely interrupted. But, you know, all that stress... has gotten me to want another Karen hit, yo. Ooh, that's nice. You know what octopuses also remind me of, man? That man on Pirates of the Caribbean, dude.
Oh, the octopus that one.
Yeah.
Ooh. The black pearl guy.
He gave me nightmares, man. With his tentacles, like they'd be touching your face and all. Like that'd be weird. Like his
beard was tentacles.
His wife or whatnot, that juju lady.
He didn't have a wife, did he?
Yeah. What? The one that was married to or like fell in love with him even and then cursed him with his little tentacle beard.
Yeah,
that shit. Like if you could have something weird on your body, what would you have?
What?
What? Is this not a normal question?
I would have a parrot on my shoulder all the time.
A parrot on your shoulder? I mean, like, something that was attached to you, like a tail or some ears.
I'd rather have, like, wings.
Elf ears.
You want elf ears?
They all wings, so you can fly wings. Around.
Whoa.
I want elf ears so I can hear everyone.
I'd just be sitting out in the mall, just minding my business, and all of a sudden I see Bailey flapping her wings and coming down. She's like, bitch, I'm here! And I'd just be like, you came out of nowhere.
I
would definitely have tentacles.
Where?
Like, my fingers. Like
suction
baby.
Cups?
Yeah, of
not
course.
Tentacles, suction cups. You would just have like,
the
if you had
are tentacle, on the tentacles.
But if you had
they're
tentacle,
on your fingers.
But if
the
you had tentacles, wouldn't the tentacles
fingers.
Just be dangling down?
Usually, they have a mind of their own. You can move them just like fingers. How do you think they move around on the ground? Do you think they just let the waves take them? Like, they freaking...
They're not jellyfish, dude.
They attach themselves. They suction cup on the rocks and move across the ocean floor.
They like open jars and shit with their tentacles.
Jeez. How do you think they suction cup to the glass? Like, they gotta know that it's there and move their tentacle to the glass.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh... Jeez. Oh, this jewel stuff, you know, everything that's going on. They don't have to make those pies no more.
Yeah.
Man. They're not allowed. All that's tomato. My favorite flavors, bro. I'm smoking a mango right now.
Like, I don't...
Getting some bubbles out
and
of there.
And then they made skins for them?
Yeah. Oh, I had... My friend got a skin. says Supreme.
Wow.
Not sponsored.
Oh my goodness. That's crazy.
Please sponsor.
Do you know how much they pay for like a crowbar? Like, a motherfucking crowbar.
$500, dude.
If, like what?
More than that.
Who paid $500 for? You know what I want.
A brick.
Listen. Post Malone came out with some Crocs.
Fucking ridiculous.
And I want some Post Malone Crocs.
Crocs that he made? Why can't you just buy your own damn Crocs?
Right?
Because these have the Post Malone symbol on them.
Oh my god. That's so the stupid. Only thing that makes it worth the money is that little symbol.
They're the
symbol.
Same price as the classic Crocs. $45.99.
Too much for Crocs. Too much.
People spend way too much money on stupid stuff.
True.
You're saying Crocs are stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your whole four-wheel drive thing, like, they're gonna fall off no matter what.
These bitches.
And you always fall in those. Everywhere we fucking go, you see Emily on the ground because she's fallen because of her damn Crocs. Like,
they're comfy.
What?
What? To, like, go to the grocery and yeah, but not to wear them when we're on a hike.
You never tell me we're going on the hike. You say we're going to the Rav and we end up hiking.
Because the Rav is the place to hike.
Well, it's a ravine, bro.
You want to know how many birds and stuff we see, man, down there? Like, those fucking deer.
See any squirrel down there?
Oh, we saw a motherfucking black squirrel. Like, when do you ever see? I don't see black squirrels all the time.
I've seen a black squirrel a couple times in D.C.
There's a lot of them where I'm from.
They're very friendly in D.C.
Yeah, because people
I got
feed
to
them.
Pet one.
What the hell?
I'm sure that was not the case. Well, you can't just pet a squirrel. This is a great song. A great song. Such a great song.
Oh, are we gonna get copyrighted?
Yeah.
Got it.
Well, thank you so much for listening to episode 1 on octopuses, my friends. I hope that you'll stay tuned for episode 2. God knows what it's gonna be.